Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want the IRS ever being perceived to be biased and anything less than neutral in terms of how they operate. So this is something that I think people are properly concerned about. The IG is conducting its investigation, and you know, I am not going to comment on their specific findings prematurely, but I can tell you that if you've got the IRS operating in anything less than a neutral and nonpartisan way, then that is outrageous. It is contrary to our traditions, and people have to be held accountable, and it's got to be fixed. So we'll wait and see what exactly all the details and the facts are. But I've got no patience with it. I will not tolerate it, and we will make sure that we find out exactly what happened on this.
People have been actually talked to, the victims themselves, by anybody in the Justice Department.
Yeah, this is an ongoing matter, and I'm not necessarily sure I want to get into the specifics of what we
well,
have
Well, if
done
the answer were none, that would be stunning, wouldn't it?
280 days have passed, and many, if not all, of the victims have not even been interviewed.
This is chilling. And it should be unacceptable in the United States of America.
I find it astonishing that the Department of Justice appointed a major Obama donor to head this investigation.
I am not going to discuss what we have done in an ongoing investigation.
I'm glad that someone outside the Nixon administration eventually looked at Watergate. And I'm not saying this is Watergate, I'm saying on its face, it's not a good moment.
But when
don't
folks
feel there are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was is that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing. No, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says...
So you're saying
if
there was no corruption there at all? No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
absolutely.
Of the country. You're saying no corruption.
No.
None.
No. There were some... Boneheaded decisions. Out of a
but
local
no
office.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now. Now.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today, 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right. As you know, as long as there's one liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, very, very busy news day, and today is no exception. And we've got a lot of people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom, so let's get this freedom ship underway. All right, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Boston Mate, ship colors. Democrats, out of money, out of hope, out of luck, and now out of options. Let's make them out of office. That's what I vote for. That's where I'm putting my chips on, right there. Now, look, we're all aware of what's going on here. There are a lot of Democrats that are jumping ship. Well, they're not really jumping ship. What they're doing is they're peeking over the side is what they're doing. You know, I don't know if it's kind of a threat or it's this, but what it all boils down to is their election. So this has nothing to do with how it affects the American people. It's only how it affects their election. How does it affect the Democrats? How does it affect the Republicans? How does it affect the president? When was the last time you heard the news get out there and or a politician even and say, how does this affect America? How does this affect Americans? It's a twofer. You can have all the Americans, which is everybody who is a citizen, regardless of your race, your color, this or that, whatever. There's only one race, one group in America, and that's the American group. Stop with all this. Just if you don't get your way, you blame it on, well, it's because, you know, this person's a homosexual, this person's black, this person's Asian, this person's Mexican, this person's Middle Eastern, this person's Liechtensteinian. I mean, none of this stuff, I mean, it just never stops. You know, everybody has to fall into this victim status, this victimhood. You get a victim status, hey, man, that's your get-out-of-jail-free card. Hey, man, I'm a victim. No, you're not a victim. Well, anyway, we know what's going on here. And there is just, look, this isn't really a Democrat a thing. There's a lot of it going on in the Republican Party. But, I mean, Jon Stewart, I don't know if anybody's seen Jon Stewart, but he was, you know, asking, I seen a video clip, I think it was on Facebook or it was on something, I don't know. I mean, they got these videos, I mean, you see these videos all over the damn place. I mean, every time you go on a news, you go on Drudge or News, you go onto these websites, boom, you're always seeing a video of this, video of that. Who knows what the hell site I was on at the time, I mean, my God. But he's up there asking that dunce, what the hell's her name now? She's so stupid, she makes me forget her name. Nancy Pelosi. Jesus God, I mean, just even just thinking about this woman just makes you stupider. She just walks into the room, and all the intelligence just drains, just right out. Like there's like this invisible drain right there in the center of the room, and it just, like a huge vacuum, and it just sucks all the intelligence out of the room. Why do you people in, how can you people in San Francisco? I mean, look, fine, you know, you're liberal, fine, whatever, you know. I've been to the town several times. It's a nice city. You people are just, how do you go to the voting booth and actually mark her name down, then walk out and feel good about yourself? The woman is just a bubbling just ball of stupidity. She's an idiot. I mean, just listen to her talk. And what does she do when she's up there at those, when she was the Speaker of the House, she'd always sit up there. Remember that, you lie. Remember that comment? Well, she's up there, like Chana, like she's chewing her cud. I mean, what is she doing up there? Is it a nervous twitch? What does she do? Is she chewing gum? I wonder if she brought enough for everybody. What does she do? You ever seen her there? She like chewing on her tongue. Maybe that's to keep her mouth, you know, maybe she understands that she's stupid and she shouldn't open up her mouth because every time she does, just nothing but just comes out of it. So maybe that's what she's doing. Maybe she understands that. Maybe she's going through therapy. And the doctor told her, well, just start chewing on your tongue and that way, you know, it'll hurt and you won't be able to speak. So maybe that's what she's doing. So keep at it, Ms. Pelosi. Anyway, getting back to where the hell we were, good God, I don't even remember. But the Democrats are out of money. They're out of hope. They're desperate now. They're doing anything and everything they possibly can. They have to win this 2014 election. Otherwise, they all get caught. That's what it's really all about. Once you're in office, you're protected. Well, depends on, you know, who you piss off. But for the most part, you're protected. That's why it's so important for them to win their election, because if they get out of office, they've got a pretty good chance of getting caught because they don't have that protection anymore. Then what? What is Mary Landrieu going to do now, I wonder? Oh, I'm sure she'll get a consulting job, or somebody will. She'll be all right. Will she ever win another election? Well, that all depends. All depends on how awake people are. Depends on how long their memories are. But they're... Anyway, getting back to Jon Stewart, that's where I was at. Jon Stewart was interviewing her, Nancy Pelosi. That's what happened. That's right there. Nancy Pelosi is what got me all off. That's what it happens. I mean, just thinking about this woman just turns you stupid. Jesus God. She's got to go. No more. She's got to retire, resign. Go discuss geopolitical matters with your 5-year-old grandson. And shut up. But he's asking her all these questions about, is there any fraud? Is there any corruption? Any of that stuff? Oh, no, Nancy Pelosi. No, there's none of that fraud and corruption of the Democrats. That's all Republicans. I mean, this is how just brain damaged this woman really is. I mean, just for her to say that and then expect, I mean, not even Jon Stewart bought it. I mean, you know, when you lose Jon Stewart, you know, I mean, I like Jon Stewart. I mean, he's politically challenged, but, you know, I mean, at least he's got a pretty good delivery. And he's, you know, he can be moderately funny, and sometimes, you know, he comes out with a pretty good point, and he's pretty funny. But for the most part, he's politically challenged, like everybody, like they're all of them. If you're a Democrat, you've got issues and problems. But if you're on the right, you've got issues and you've got problems. If you're a human being, you have issues and you have problems. I didn't invent the goddamn human being. I just know how the bastards work. It's just the way it is. You know, you just got to find a way to work around it. You can't look at somebody because they have a different political view or a different thought or a different thought process than you. You can't look at that person as the enemy, and they must be punished. That's exactly what the hell the IRS is doing. That is corruption. I'm sorry, but if you cannot see how what the IRS is doing is not corruption, I don't know what to tell you. Then I would just sit back and just don't speak, because if you can't see it, you got nothing to talk about. Maybe pay attention. You know, go in the kitchen there. You know, make some coffee. Brew some beans. You know, wake the frig up already. But according to Nancy Pelosi, only Republicans are the corrupt ones. Only the Republicans. No, just the Tea Party. You know, those right-wing Nazi, government-hating, anti-government, anti-Obama. I mean, just anti-this, anti-that. I mean, where did they get this stuff from? And why do people, first of all, why the hell do people believe it? How could you be so just gullible? You know, being gullible, you know, that can get expensive real quick. That's all I'm saying. And look how expensive it's gotten. Government now has an open checkbook. Republicans can't stop them. Republicans, they gave them the goddamned keys to the door. They opened it up and ran away Therefore, all you have to do is just, well, just cross the threshold and, you know, you're in paradise. And here's an open checkbook. Write as many checks as you want to. Go ahead. We won't get in your way. To say I told you so. Well, Mrs. Boehner, you know, I'm sorry, but no. That's unacceptable. There's a story in here. Hopefully, if I can ever shut up, we might get to it. But according to Nancy Pelosi, only Republicans are, they're the only ones that have any corruption. So the Colorado Health Exchange director indicted for fraud and theft. This is Obamacare. Well, there's a lot of fraud and theft involved in Obamacare. That's another reason why these politicians have to stay in office, so they can be protected. They get out of office, well, you know, the Democrats know that. They get a number of those people out of office, well, they can have, you know, investigations and, you know, find out what happened, you know, force them to spill the beans, and this person gets busted. I mean, it's on down the line. It's a scary moment for these Democrats. They know it. But we don't have a responsible, a strong enough Republican Party. We've got some. There is strength in the Republican Party. There is conservative. Boom, bom, bing. God almighty. Only 15 minutes in. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm still not. This. I swear to God, this has got to be. I got to name this the Clinton flu. Because as soon as you think the son of a bitch is gone, then it comes right back at you. This damn thing just will not go away. I slipped down, you know, I'm probably like about, well, I'd say about 87% today. I was 91.5, the exact number of the percentage of the Americans that are out of work. I know the government doesn't want to acknowledge it, but I will. So the director of Colorado's health exchange has been placed on administrative leave. Why do they put these people on administrative leave? Why not? You know you're going to fire them. Just fire them. Why should they still be allowed to get paid? For theft and fraud? Yeah, I understand. You got to be, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But when the evidence is overwhelming, I mean, whatever. Placed on administrative leave after the state discovered she had been indicted for stealing from a nonprofit. Uh-oh. Krista Ann McClure, 51. They got to put her age there. Why do they have to do that? Does it really matter what their age is? Is that important to the story? Does that progress the story in any way? Are you concerned when you hear somebody's name that just got indicted for fraud and theft? Is that the first thing you think of as how old they are? Do you? So Krista Ann McClure pleaded not guilty February 6th in federal district court in Montana to 8 counts of theft and fraud from a nonprofit housing agency in Billings. So why was she, I guess she got hired for some reason, but she's in Montana and she got hired for Colorado. I mean, just, no, there's no, you know, I'm sure there was, you know, she knew somebody that knew somebody that somebody that knew somebody, and she was there to do something for people. And, you know, people are put there for reasons. People are put into positions, especially if you're a government appointed employee. You're put in there for a reason. Damn, headset keeps falling off in my hair. I'll get the hell out of my damn face here so I can see. Bad enough my eyes are gone. Get the hair out of my eyes. She was indicted January 16 and notified her current Denver employer, the state-sponsored health exchange, on Monday, a few days after the story broke in Montana media. Connect for Health. That's their, these stupid names. I'm supposed to be impressed by this name and that's going to make me sign up? How about what the hell is it supposed to do for me and how much is it going to cost me? Why should I buy this damn thing when I can't afford it? I mean, I think eating, you know, is a pretty big part of, you know. Connect for Health performed a criminal background check and checked references before hiring Ms. McClure. Well, it looked like they didn't do a very good job, did they? She was completely clean. This is Ben Davis. He's a Connect for Health spokesman. This is him talking. She was completely clean. Her position as executive director of Housing Montana of Billings made her well qualified for her post as Connect for Health's senior engagement. Director of Partner Engagement. Now that means you're connecting criminal organizations together to steal. Is that what Partner Engagement is? The Director of Partner Engagement? I'm pretty sure that's probably what it really is. God only knows what it says in their little brochure. She was liaison with state and federal partners such as Medicaid officials. Oh, God. I wonder how many corrupt individuals are in Medicaid, these Medicaid officials. I bet if there's a hotshot reporter out there that's got credentials, you want to, you know, some young buck, you know, reporter. Wants to get his fame and fortune, maybe be able to, you know, write a book like Bob Woodward and what was Bernstein. Well, if you want to look for corruption, why don't you take a little peek there in the Medicaid officials? Follow the money, man. That's where all the corruption is. Just keep following that money. Wherever you see a buck, follow it. I'm sure you could find all kinds of stuff going on there. McClure, who had not been convicted of any charges. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, what is this? I missed some stuff here. Oh, she was a liaison of the federal partners of Medicaid officials. She got paid $130,000 a year. I'm sure she didn't like that, $130,000 a year. I'm the director of partner engagement. I should make more money. McClure, who has not been convicted of any charges, this is where we started, should have informed Connect for Health much earlier of the accusation she was facing. Well, you think? She's not going to do that. McClure was released pending trial. I don't need to hear this crap. What the hell did she get convicted of or accused of here? Get to the story here. Get to the God. Where's the weenie here, guys? Come on. 12-page indictment alleges that while serving, here we are, as executive director of the federally funded Housing Montana, McClure, between 2008 and 2010, paid herself significant sums, that's in quotations, so that must mean lots. So she got significant sums for consulting services. Oh, I'm sure. Do you know those consultants? What the hell is a consultant? Look, here you've got this multi-million-dollar freaking business that you built from the ground up, and you have to hire some goddamn snot-nosed little brat just fresh out of freaking college. What was her name? Chelsea Clinton. She got a consulting job. Of course, that didn't really last long because she's just about as incompetent as her mother. I'm sorry, I don't care what your piece of paper says, that you're smart, okay? You can read a book and you can tell people what the hell's in it. But when you open your yap and you start talking about things, you're like, bah! I mean, just... Well, she got a consulting job. Of course, it's because she was Chelsea Clinton. And she needed money. And then she gets married to some dude. I guess he's multi-rich. So she's sad. That's fine. Whatever. But these consultants, I mean, what the hell? Why would a big business like that really need a consultant? You built this business from the ground up. If there's anybody who knows what the hell how to run your goddamn business, it's you. So when you see these consulting services and consulting jobs, it just reeks of just nonsensical corruption just to make money from where? Nowhere. Companies, businesses, government. It's bogus. So what did she really do? How could you, I mean, it's just whatever. We all know that these are, that's the fraud right there, if you want to talk about fraud, consulting services. Not to say that all consulting services are frauds. But it's these kinds of unnecessary consulting services that are hired. There's no need for it. If you don't know what the hell you're doing, you shouldn't be appointed director of anything. She also made payments to her family and used federal money for personal travel to pay family bills. Oh, I'm sure she's got her house paid off and got some cars. Oh, God. And to buy consulting services. Oh, she's got to buy consulting services now. Oh, that's to what she did herself. She paid herself. She consulted herself. So let's see. She probably, opened up a bottle of wine, lie down on the couch, watch the Kim Kardashian show, and was thinking. So now, in her mind, she's consulting herself. So I've got to write myself a check. I thought about what my next move was going to be. And that next move was, to fill my wine glass. Jesus, God. She is also accused of charging homeowners for a $750 warranty that did not exist. A warranty for what? Converting a laptop for personal use, inflating the hours she was to be compensated, and writing herself a $21,000 check to which she was not entitled. Well, she wasn't entitled to any of this. The indictment did not specify the total amount she allegedly embezzled. So, again, Ms. Pelosi, about that there's no corruption in the Democratic Party. Obamacare itself is just a giant web of corruption. And for you to say that there's no corruption in the Democratic Party is not, just absolutely... It's beyond laughable. Sweetheart, you're trying to convince the American people that you are not corrupt. I don't know who you got on your side there, Ms. Pelosi, but if they're on your side, keep them. Be nice to them, because... nobody with half a broken wet noodle for a frickin' brain could buy that story. So now the Dems are desperate. They're running out of cash, running out of money, they're running out of support. They can't seem to get enough illegal aliens across the border to turn them into Democrats. They're losing in every poll. People are losing their health care. Nobody really has it. The number 3.3 million is not 3.3 million. And again, if that's what you really believe, that there is 3.3 million that are all the way officially enrolled. Again, that whole going to the doctor and, you know, getting your squash checked out, finding out what's wrong with it, and, you know, unscrew it. But there's no corruption in the Democratic Party. Well, the Democratic Party is corruption. Period. And there's far too much of it in the Republican Party now. Far too much of it. So Senate Democrats now are facing tough elections this year, and they want the IRS to play a more aggressive role in regulating outside groups expected to spend millions of dollars on their races. See, oh, excuse me, I had to cough there. I'm still sick, so get off me. So the Democrats are upset, see, because they don't have as much money as the Republicans do, so they think that's unfair. But they didn't seem to think it was unfair in 2008 when Obama kicked the living hell out of McCain's amount of money. It was okay then. Oh, but that was by individuals, it wasn't by companies. What difference does it make where the money comes from? If it's legal to come from it, then that's the way it is. I didn't invent the stupid laws. Granted, I mean, you could set an argument either way with it, that it should only come from the American people. But then again, how are you going to get, I mean, some of these guys, I mean, you know, I mean, some of these campaigns are millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Individuals, I think you can only give, what, $2,000 or whatever the hell it is? Maybe you can give more in other ways. There's other ways. But look, if you are an owner of a company, well, yeah, I guess, you know, this whole argument, but we're not going to try to get into that. But look, if it's legal, then that's the way it is. It's okay when the Democrats, if it's legal, if the Democrats are winning, then it's okay. But if they're losing, then it's unfair. That's the point I'm trying to make. Yes, and you can argue whether corporations should have the opportunity to spend money on candidates or not, but unions do. Why is it okay for unions to give millions of dollars, but corporations can't? What the hell's the freaking difference? You know what I mean? So it's okay for Democrats to accept union money, but because Republicans seem to accept money from corporations and the Koch brothers, like Democrats didn't accept any money from George Soros, which is having trouble in the news, I guess, something about one of his little girlfriends. He was trying to set her up, but in an apartment in I can't remember, L.A. or Florida or whatever, but he ended up giving it to his wife. And, you know, I mean, you know, when a woman is scorned, I mean, you got to look out. You know, dangerous things can happen pretty quick, you know, and the fire gets hot. So, any event, back to where we were, the liberals are up in arms because they don't have as much money as they have had in the past. They're in debt. The Democratic Party still owes a lot of money. I'm sure Hillary Clinton probably still owes a lot of money. Do you think she'll ever pay that back? No. That's why she has to run again in 2016. Hopefully she can get some of that money back and start to pay off what she already owes. But I don't think she's going to do it. I don't think she's going to get the money. I think she's going to go further in debt. And, well, she's going to be, you know, she's going to be screwed. She's going to have to, well, she's going to have to write some books. She's going to have to, give speeches. Why would, I mean, pay these people hundreds of thousands of dollars to give a goddamn speech? Just whatever. Hey, I'd give a speech for a couple hundred grand. I mean, I guess I could see it. That's fine. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Look, I mean, they got a lot of rich people in there. You know, you give a speech, you know, it's a chance for a lot of people to make money. Okay, fine. Nobody seems to have a problem with it. The right does it. The left does it. Everybody does it. It's not a big to-do. But that she's going to have to do a lot of speeches. I mean, she may get paid, you know, a couple hundred, few hundred thousand dollars a speech, but she owes millions of dollars. You know, so she's going to have to at least write a book. Or two. But who's going to read them? In all honesty, the country really is not behind Hillary Clinton. The media wants you to think the country is, but the country is not behind Hillary Clinton. She does have a certain group, but I don't think she's got half of the country. I think she may have maybe a quarter solid in the country, but I don't think she has anywhere near a half. No way. She'll never become president. This is the opportunity here, Mitt Romney. I think third time's a charm. If you're not reconsidering, well, then reconsider. Put a little, you know, responsibility, a little class back in the White House. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, somebody in there that's going to be responsible. I just don't want any more goddamn scandals. I'm tired of hearing this crap. I'm tired of hearing about all this corruption here and there. I just can't take it anymore. We can't afford to listen to it anymore. We can't have it anymore. But this is our job. We've got to start putting those kinds of people in there that aren't going to, well, you can't say that aren't going to, but the ones that are as least likely to, let's put it that way. Let's start there. And if they do cross the line, then we need to start smacking their toes and smacking them hard. Let them get the goddamn message. That's my point. We need responsibility back in our government. We need to once again rise as a superpower that other nations looked as a model, a role model. So when people came over here, they came over here for the right reasons. So they could be Americans and live like Americans. They can live any way they want to. But they shouldn't have to force Americans to change their way of life for them. No, 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 no. You want to live over here? You can live any way you want to. But don't force us to change our way of life for you. That's not going to happen. You can live your life any way you want to. Well, we're going to live our life our way. We're not going to change because of you. We're not going to change because of anybody. We're not asking you to change your way of life. But we are asking you not to tell us to change ours. That's the point. We need to get back to that. Where people came over to the country for the right reasons. They had an opportunity. There's always going to be corruption. You can't get around it. Nothing you can do about it. But our job as voters, if we smell it, pretty good chance it's there. In the wake of the IRS targeting scandal, the Democrats are prodding the agency instead of just lobbying them directly. What did I just say? I didn't read that correctly. The Democrats are publicly prodding the agency instead of lobbying them directly. So they're going out there in the public. That's what it is. Good God, I can't hardly read. Maybe I'm slipping from about 87%. Maybe I'm down to about 80 now. This damn Clinton flu just will not go away. As soon as you think it's over with, I mean, I felt pretty good yesterday. Got up this morning. Good God. I love that storm. Oh, what a beautiful storm it was yesterday. Never seen snowflakes as big as I seen yesterday. Swear to God, they were 3 inches wide. At least. They were huge. That's not really an exaggeration. They were close to 3 inches. They were well over two. I'll put it well over 2 inches. That's how wide they were. I mean, they were just huge. Oh, I love it. I love snow. I love it when it does snow and when the trees are all covered. Now it's windy, blowing all the snow off the trees. Still pretty, but God only knows we got more coming. Hey, it's winter, you know. What are you going to do? So in the wake of the IRS targeting scandal, instead of going to the White House and getting Valerie Jarrett to order the IRS secretly, covertly, and then lie about it, now they're just coming out. They're just coming out public. Get over there and attack the Tea Party. Attack the Koch brothers. Attack, attack, attack. I mean, how do you have the audacity to do something like that? Just overtly just come out and say to the IRS, attack the right. Are we going to just sit back and allow them to do it? Is anybody going to stand up and fight for this? Why is the media, why is there really not the outrage that you would think of something like this? I didn't really see it in the media. I mean, they talked about it a little bit, but it wasn't. People are just too accepting with the government. Are you really that afraid to fight the government? Just because somebody's in office, they win an election, does not mean they have absolute supreme power. That's not how it works. But evidently, that's how it is. I mean, the evidence just seems to be overwhelming to me. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. But the libs are also careful to say the IRS should treat conservative and liberal groups equally. Well, yeah, they should, but that's not what they will. Of course they should. They should do a lot of things, but they don't. So when you use words like, well, the IRS should treat conservative and liberal groups equally, well, yeah, they should, but, it, you know, in the back of their mind, or actually in the forefront of their mind, yeah, they should treat them equally, but if they don't, good. If it benefits us, then that's perfect for us. We don't have a problem with that. It's better for the country if we win, because we're Democrats. And Mr. O'Reilly, you thought that there's no Nazism could ever happen in the United States. What the hell do you think that is? Did you not study history, the very history that, what kind of history did you teach? American history, maybe. But even studying American history, you should have studied at least a little bit of, you know, Nazism. I mean, school kids, when I went to school, we studied Nazisms. seen it on TV all the time. You still hear a lot about it. So it's not like you didn't know what these people were like. I mean, you don't have to be a history scholar to know what these people did and what kind of people they were. And if you can't see the similarities, Mr. O'Reilly, I'm not gonna dwell on him today. So they're careful to say that, well, you know, they should equally, you know, treat everybody the same. But they're more concerned about the impending tidal wave of attack ads. See, they don't like that. They don't like ads against them. It's okay for them that Republicans want to poison the water, poison the air, throw grandma over the cliff in a wheelchair. Now, what kind of a goddamn message do you think that sends? I mean, why would you do a commercial like that of throwing a woman over a cliff on a wheelchair? Why would you even think of putting something like that up? That right there just sends the wrong message. If I was on your side, you would have just lost me. That's the kind of stuff, I mean, you have the freedom to do whatever the hell you want to. You can say whatever you want to. It is freedom of speech. All I'm saying is it just doesn't send, you know, a message that would inspire me to go out and vote for whatever you're trying to get me to vote for. That would send me the other direction. That's what I'm saying. I guess you have the right to say whatever you want to say, which I do believe in the freedom of speech. You can say any damn thing you want to say. I do believe that. They're sounds. They're words. I've never been freakish over words. They've never, you know, whatever. You don't have to like what people say. And if you don't, just turn around and go the other goddamn direction. Now, if something like that, you see an advertisement like that, and if that inspires you to go out and vote for what they're trying to get you to vote for, that advertisement right there says more about you than it says about that advertisement. That says they were able to capture the naive, the gullible, the feeble-minded, the lazy-minded, problem children. That's what that says. Anyway, can I finish this sentence? So they're worried about the tidal wave of attack ads funded by the GOP-allied organizations, the Koch brothers. Much of the funding for those groups is secret, in contrast to the donations lawmakers collect, which must be reported publicly. One of the most powerful groups is Americans for Prosperity. See that right there? First of all, the word American in there, that's offensive. And then prosperity, I mean, that's greed right there. That's how they look at that. Prosperity, they think that means greed. That means evil. They're going to take your money because they're rich. No, that's not what prosperity means. That means you're able to prosper. If you don't know what the word prosper means, I'm sorry, you might want to invest in a dictionary. Google it. It's the only way people know how to find out any friggin' information anymore. Google it. Yeah, Google this. Google. Google Schmoogle. Google your friggin' brain. Maybe the son of a bitch might turn on. So one of the most powerful groups is Americans for Prosperity, the evil, racist, homophobic, misogynist group, funded by the multi-gazillionaires Charles and David Koch. It has already spent close to $30 million on ads attacking Democrats this election. That's it, $30 million? I mean, in attack ads, in advertisements. $30 million really isn't all that much. I mean, you start putting advertisements across the country or for this or for that, for all these elections coming up, I'm sorry, but $30 million doesn't take very long. There's a lot of markets out there. Doesn't take very long. Run the ads for a week or a few days. Play every time they play it. It's going to cost you, I don't know, depending on what show it is. The Super Bowl, I think, is now up to, what, $3 million for 30 seconds? So, depending on where they're playing it, I mean, it could be thousands of dollars or it could be hundreds of thousands. Probably not in the millions, I would imagine. Probably not anywhere near a million, but I'm sure thousands or hundreds of thousands, depending on the market, depending on what they're advertising, where, you know, what time slot it is. But thousands, they start add up to millions pretty quick. And see, they don't like that because they're attacking them. Wait a minute, no. You're not supposed to attack. We're Democrats. You can't. Wait a minute here. You can't be, you know, you can't be doing that. That's racist for attacking a Democrat. That's how they look at it. It's racist. Now they attack the Democrats, so now they're going to use that against, oh, they attacked us. They're racist. Can't you see? Can you see how racist the Koch brothers are? They attacked us in an advertisement. They're homophobic. Can't you see the Koch brothers? And they hate women. Can't you see that? The Koch brothers are men, and they hate women. Claiming the tax relief, the tax benefit to be nonprofit for social relief or social justice, then that's what they should be doing, said Senator Mark Begich, who, in fact, faces a very competitive race in Alaska. You remember Begich. I played his little attack ad. We've heard that. We've heard that advertisement. I might even play it again here pretty soon. I think I played it yesterday. I played it the day before. I played it last week. I played it. You know it. You've heard it. If it's to give them cover so they can do political activity, that's abusing the tax code. And either side, and old Senator Shaheen from New Hampshire, the lib, she says, in quotation, so this is exactly what she said, both on the left and the right, as taxpayers, we should not be providing a write-off to groups to do political activity, and that's exactly what we're doing. See, they're losing. That's what's happening. So they're blaming the right for winning. Now, let's take the Super Bowl. The Seahawks, the Seattle Seahawks beat the mighty Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. The number one offense in the NFL shut them down. Did Peyton Manning blame the Seahawks because he lost? Pretty sure that Peyton Manning didn't. But because the Democrats are losing, then it's because, well, the Republicans are winning. And you can't have that. That's racist to have a Republican win. That just goes to show you how racist this country really is, Harry Reid loves to say. When they're losing, the country is racist. When they're winning, well, we've got unity. The country's all behind us. They're not behind the Republicans. Well, no. Americans are not really so much really behind Republicans or Democrats. They're starting to get behind what I've always loved to be behind, and a lot of people have always been this way. But now we're speaking out. All we want is responsibility. in our government. We know we're going to have corruption, but we need to put an end to it. We need to we can't really put a complete end to it. But at least we can mitigate it and at least keep it under somewhat, you know, control. And if they do get caught, well, they need to get their toes smacked with a frickin' hammer. I'm sorry, but we got to hold these people accountable. And that's us. That's the media, too. That's Congress. You've got to hold, everybody's got to hold everybody accountable. That doesn't mean we have to rat on each other. That's not, that doesn't mean that we have to, you know, tattle tales and. But look, I mean, if you look at all of the corruption just in this administration for the last 5 years, starting with the stimulus package, going to Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS, God only knows with the NSA. I mean, that's, the NSA is its own separate planet, in its own separate galaxy, in its own separate universe, man. That is just, you could go on for endless lifetimes with what the hell's going on with the NSA. And I never shut up, so I need to stay focused. So we're going to put that to the side. But if you look at all the corruption that you know of, just that you personally know of, do you realistically think that that is grounds for at least some sort of real hearings, not none of these congressional hearings that people plead the fifth or people just, you know, blah, 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 double speak and say absolutely nothing? Then they get put into what they call little contempt, which still means absolutely nothing. I mean, do we need really any more of that? I think it's time. The only way, I guess the only other option, I guess, that Congress has is to do impeachment hearings. Not only on the Attorney General, a lot of elected officials. Hillary Clinton, I'm sorry for her role, what she did, she should not be away from prosecution. I don't care if she's running for president or not. What the hell difference does that make? Because she's running for president means she can't be prosecuted? She can't be indicted because she's running for office? I thought that you had to be elected and then sworn in. But now it's just if you're running. Well, she's not even officially running yet. Yeah, but she's thinking about it. Oh, so if you're thinking about running for office, and you're a Democrat, you got to have that thrown in there. If you're thinking about running for office and you're a Democrat, well, then you're beyond reproach. You can't be, law enforcement can't touch you. They can't talk to you. You've got nothing to say. No comment. I mean, is that it? I mean, I'm just trying to understand how things operate. Kind of seems to be that way. Let's see. Sheehan or Shaheen is in a good position now, but could find herself embroiled in a tight campaign. And former Senator Scott Brown challenges her. Well, Mr. Scott Brown, I think you ought to challenge her. You won the last time. Well, actually, you lost the election last time. What the hell happened with that? Maybe they want you back again. I don't know. But, you know, when you got in there, you weren't as, well, Republican as you should have been. So the whole point of getting people out of office like Ms. Shaheen is to not put people back in like Ms. Shaheen. See, we need people that are going to stand up and they're going to fight and they're going to accept absolutely zero surrenders. That's what we need. That's the only way this war is going to win. If this war is ever going to end and we are going to win, we're going to have to fight it. You cannot win a battle if you drop your goddamn weapons. You have the American people. How many more freaking weapons do you need, Mrs. Boehner? Seriously. How could you people possibly give up like that? And so quickly. All right, we know what's going on. They're out there. They see the Senate Finance Committee is in the middle of investigating whether the IRS investigators acted with improper political motivations. How do you need to what more do you need to investigate, for crying out loud? My God, Congress, pay attention. I mean, at least the president watches the news. He watches television, don't you? If anybody, the American people have watched television, they know what the IRS did. There's no more, I mean, what more investigations do you need? And why haven't you already completed them? Where have you, what have you been doing? Who's been working on it? Huh? Same people working on healthcare.gov? Oh, I see. They got problems with healthcare.gov, so they had to take them off of that. Oh, okay. Take them off the IRS and go over there to the... Is that what they did? Where were these investigators? Why is the investigation not done? Why is nobody sitting before a grand jury? Why is nobody have... Why is nobody... Nobody's been fired, even. Much less, you know... I don't know, indicted, go to trial? Can't use a government agency to target American citizens. That completely goes against all principles of our Constitution, of our founding. And if you can't understand that, again, this whole, you know, getting your squash checked out kind of a thing, you need to get that done. I don't know what the hell else to tell you. Oh, my God. What the hell is administration proposed rules, open targets, that are exempted in the First Amendment rights, blah, 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 blah. This story just goes on and just says absolutely nothing. We need to hear from Senator Max Baucus. Well, I'm no expert to China. So, yeah, he's now been confirmed as the U.S. ambassador to China. Now, to me, with what is going on in China right now, we kind of have a, I really wouldn't say a cold war, but it's a little cool. I guess you might say, you know, I mean, it's very cautious, very, very in the deep yellow, you know what I mean? It's very tense a little bit. You know, we do business with them, but we're not really friendly, but we're not really... You know, out killing each other either. But there's a lot going on in China. And we have to send the Senator Max Baucus, who's never been to China. He's no expert on China. But because he was a good soldier, he might be in trouble with something and they're trying to hide him so he doesn't get indicted. God only knows what Baucus did. Wasn't he one of the architects of healthcare.gov? So what they're doing is they're sending all the architects, if you've noticed, they're sending all these architects, well, they're resigning, they're this, they're that, they're going away, they're no longer running for office, they're becoming ambassadors, so they're hiding them. That way now he's got, you know, I guess now he's got diplomatic immunity. So now they can't touch him because he's an ambassador to China. So they can't find out what he knew, what he knows. I mean, this is the kind of silly stuff that they're, I mean, and we allow them to get away with it. And you know the Senate's going to approve it. They got, you know, they got the majority of the Senate. But because you need more... I think you need 3/4 or whatever the amount of number it is. I can't remember exactly what the quota is. Doesn't really matter. So they lower it down to the nuclear option so they can get whatever the hell they want to pass. They need 60 votes, but they can't get them. So they lower it down to 50. If they didn't have 50, they would say, well, all we need is 20. All we need is 10. All we need is one Democrat to vote, and we win. And because the Koch brothers spent $30 million and Democrats don't have $30 million, they can't spend $30 million on attack ads. They can't find a corporation. I don't know, Google, GE. These are multi-gazillion dollar corporations. They can make some attack ads too, but do they? I don't know. There's a lot of rich Democrats out there. Just look at Hollywood. How come none of them people do it? They're Hollywood. They can make their own commercials. Why aren't they doing that? They can do it. You see them do it every once in a while. They got stars up there telling you not to eat meat. Don't smoke. Vote Obama because the Republicans hate and they don't. Those ads really don't work. Little Coco Boy in his little pajamas. That ad didn't work. None of it worked. And we do not have 3.3 million people even coming close. Being signed up to Satoro Care. Anyway, where the hell were we on this? Well, we know what the IRS is doing, and we know what the Democrats are doing. They're trying to get the IRS out there to stop the Koch brothers. Because the Koch brothers are rich, and they don't have very much money. They don't have $30 million anywhere in the Democratic coffers of any kind. They can't have a dinner. I mean, they can make $30 million up in one night. They got these people that come out at $40,000 a stupid plate. Hollywood would show up, okay, $40,000. You know, they got a couple, $80,000, okay, give $100,000 per plate, whatever. Give $100,000, you can rack up $30 million in a night, no problem. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. Good God, I went almost an hour. I was going to try to go 30 minutes, but looks like I didn't make it, did I? All right, let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder for any booty. Global warming has put an end to VD. Well, at least for this year, anyway. McConnell has a primary challenger. Good, it's about damn time. I don't know anything about this dude. I read a little bit about it. So we'll find out what the hell's going on with him. Again, what we missed yesterday, Holder. You know, those felons. All those bans against felons voting. Well, it's just too unjust to tolerate. So we've got to put an end to that. And those illegal aliens, they should not have to show identification. We can't have that kind of racism in this country. If you sign up for Obamacare, you gotta, you know, insurance companies gotta at least see your ID. I mean, you go to the hospital, they gotta see your ID. So you can go, you need to show an ID to get an abortion, but you don't need to show an ID to vote. Because that would mean people that aren't supposed to vote would be able to vote. And that's what we need. We need all those people to vote for us because we don't have enough American citizens to vote for us. And that's okay. That's fine. We don't have a problem with that in this country, okay? TSA wants new generation of body scanners. We were going to get into that yesterday. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know. Homeland Security to activate National License Plate Recognition Database. Won't that be interesting? I read a little bit about that. See, I mean, look, you know, this is not exaggeration what the government is doing. I mean, they do not need to be looking at everything about you at any given time, all day long. You can't go anywhere without some kind of a goddamn camera, your own phone. They got your own phone. They can turn on your phone turn on the camera, they can see exactly where the hell you are. They can see anything and everything around the room, and they can hear it. That's the kind of government you want? Is that the kind of, that's the kind of rule you want to live under? Huh? Is that where America is today? I'd like to think it's not, but it is. And this is us. We've got to put an end to this. Global warming has put an end to VD. Snow in 49 states, except for Florida. Hawaii has snow on top of their mountains. They've always got snow up there. Bet you didn't know that. Who would have thunked it, right? Hawaii has snow. I think they got snow year-round. Funny, huh? Well, there's flight cancellations. Florists can't deliver the candies and the flowers. So now if you missed, you missed your little sweetheart, forgot to get her something, forgot to get chocolates and flowers delivered and all this, well, you can say, hey, baby, it's because of that storm. I ordered all that stuff, but don't worry about it. When the snowplows come, I'll go out and I'll get you some good stuff. Don't worry, we'll go out to dinner. I'll make it up to you, baby. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. And VD, I'm speaking of Valentine's Day. You people with your dirty minds thinking of venereal diseases. The relentless snow and ice storms this winter have led to the highest number of flight cancellations in more than 25 years. Didn't Al Gore say that in 20 years, it's always 10 years, 10 years and then in 20 years, all these models. All these scientists come up with all these models, but every single model has been proven wrong. Don't you think it's time to find other people that, aren't as wrong as they are, but they keep paying them more and more money? These people get scholarships. These people get these grants to write these books and make these models from you, the taxpayer, just so the government can promote global warming so it can win votes. That's it. That's the whole purpose for global warming, is to target the other side because they don't believe in something that doesn't exist. Well, most people don't believe in things that don't exist. I'm not a real, believer in the tooth fairy. But when I was a kid, I woke up and there was a dollar under my pillow. So it had to be true. U.S. airlines have canceled more than 75,000 domestic flights since December 1st, including roughly 14,000 this week. That's 5.5% of the 1.35 million flights scheduled during that period. So that's a lot of flight cancellations. That sucks. If you've ever had your flight canceled because of snow, let me tell you, it sucks. And being stuck in the airport in D.C. Now, this was 94. I'm going to go ahead and say 94 in that time frame, 94. 94, 95, 94, 94, about 94, whatever, in that area. I had to go to a funeral the day before. My company was flying me all over the goddamn country. So I get home from the funeral. I slammed all of my fingers inside my truck door. As I got out, somehow, I don't know how the hell I did it, but I slammed it and my hands got caught in there. I had to take my other hand and open up the door. I couldn't hardly say anything, couldn't hardly do anything for several seconds. And the garage door was still open, and my neighbors were out in the front yard. I didn't know they were there. And after a number of seconds, all of a sudden, it just hit me, and the neighbors turn over, they come over, and I said, oh, no, I just slammed my hand in my truck door, and then, oh, my God. Well, then it was all right for a little while, and then it started to burn and throb and throb. Did I get any sleep that night? Take a guess. None. I didn't break them, but they were very well swollen up, black and blue, and the most, I mean, just very hot pain. It wouldn't go away. And I had to fly across country, and I had three different airlines that I had to go on. Several stops, and I had three different airlines. But I think I had two airlines. I mean, I had one airline. I had two different planes. So I had a total, I think I had a total of five different planes, but several stops in between. My company bought the cheapest freaking ticket that he could find. It didn't bother me. I didn't really care. I loved when he did that because I had, you know, hotels and room service. It didn't matter to me, and I got to fly. I was drinking. I was having fun. It didn't bother me. But when my whole hand, all four fingers, except for my thumb, were just swollen, We get into D.C., and I had to change not only planes, but change airlines. My luggage went to San Francisco. Here I'm in Washington, D.C. Why that happened, good God, I don't know. My hand is all swollen. I went to the lady, I said, I need to get like a hotel or something. And, you know, what's going on? I said, you guys lost my luggage. I don't know where my flight is. My flight was canceled. She goes, well, that's because of weather. She goes, we can't give you a hotel. And then I lifted my hand up and I said, look at my hand here. I said, I don't have any pills. I've got no asthma. I got nothing. I said, my luggage went to San Francisco by accident. I said, I'm in extreme pain. I don't know where the hell I am. I'm supposed to meet my business tomorrow. And the people that I've never met, I don't know who they are, where they are. I told her this story. She just took one look at my hand. She goes, I'll be right back. I figured, okay, a Motel 6. I just needed a place just to, you know, I was done. I had all these different planes, all these different airlines, and my hand has been throbbing the whole time. I think I had two aspirin from one flight she gave me. But, you know, that aspirin isn't going to work. Oh, those painkillers, they don't work. You can take bottles of them freaking things. They ain't going to work. Thinking maybe a Motel 6, it didn't really matter. I just needed a cot. That's all I was really looking for. I had no luggage. I had nothing. They gave me this suite. I was like this huge bed, huge TV, this kitchen, this and that. I said, I'm sorry. They dropped me up in a van. They took me in a van, big, huge van. They picked me up, drove me across the city. And the guy was showing me the whole city, showed me the White House, showed me all the memorials, showed me the whole thing. It's dark. Then he's showing me through. And I had to go into Virginia. That's where I had to end up. It was either Virginia or Florida, but I think it was Virginia. It was Richmond. So they put me in this hotel, beautiful hotel, huge room, picked me up the next morning, took me back. They had taken my luggage. They intercepted the luggage at some other airport, brought it back to me. They found it. I got it back that morning when they picked me up. So they did a nice job, and I can't remember what airline it was. Good God. But if you've ever lost your luggage, or if you've ever, I've lost my luggage several times. U.S. Air was horrible with losing my luggage every frickin' time. But if you've ever been stuck in an airport, and because of weather and this and that, let me tell you, it is a complete pain in the ass. So I do sympathize with these people. But looks like VD is going to be destroyed this year. Oh, I'm sure people will figure something out. They can't really drive on the roads because they're snowed in. I'm sure lovers can figure out something to do on Valentine's Day when they're snowed in and they can't leave the house. Pretty sure in about 9 months there's going to be a little bit of a baby boom, at least on the East Coast anyway. More babies, babies are babies. Unless you're a Democrat, babies are evil and they must be aborted and thrown into a trash can piece by piece. Leading to the next here, but you see, Planned Parenthood president, old Cecile Richards. Well, see, she's got a solution to all of your little ZD woes. You see, men, this is what she says. Men can skip the chocolates, the back rubs, and the flowers, because what women really need most for Valentine's Day is a safe abortion. Imagine that. Isn't that romantic? Gee, honey, happy Valentine's Day. I love you so much. Come on, get in the car. I'll take you to the doctor and they can scrape your vagina. Baby in a trash can, piece by piece. And if it's still breathing, the doctor can take a big giant pair of scissors and jam it in the back of its neck. Isn't that romantic, sweetie? I mean, why would people say something like this? I mean, look, Planned Parenthood, aren't you supposed to be about other women's health? But the only thing you're concerned with is abortions. It's not very healthy, at least not to the baby anyway. A pair of scissors in the back of your neck isn't very healthy. Being ripped out piece by piece, which I'm sure they have proven that the baby does feel pain. Getting dismembered, I'm sure, is very painful. Let me dismember you. See if that see if that's painful or not. All right, let's get into this. McConnell is now taking heat from a primary challenger. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is facing the wrath of Tea Party conservatives, which he should have felt that wrath a long time ago, as far as I'm concerned. Especially his top primary challenger, after he helped pull a controversial debt ceiling bill over the finish line on Wednesday. Yeah, he couldn't wait to surrender and open up the government to get a multi-million-dollar pork sandwich. The whole idea of shutting down the government in October was to cut spending, to cut Obamacare, which would have cut spending, which is what we need to do. But instead, they ended up spending millions of dollars more, or billions of dollars, whatever it was. But they shouldn't have spent a single penny. The whole idea was to shut the whole idea of the government shut down is to stop spending, not spend more. Especially when the government spent more money shutting down the government than they would have if they would have just left it open. You're being challenged, Mrs. McConnell, because you have no penis and you flat refuse to fight the fights that need to be fought. You're fired. You get no sympathy from me, Mr. McConnell. The Kentucky Republican did not vote for the bill in the final roll call. See, this is what it is. They can get a bill passed without voting for it, so they can have it both ways. This is the kind of leadership that we no longer need in this country. We need people that, if you're going to vote for something, vote for it. If you're not, then not. And if you are, explain yourself. And if you're not, explain yourself. Because every time you vote or don't vote, it affects us, the American people. It isn't about how it affects your election or your re-election. It's about how it affects the American people. Nobody in Washington wants to put that in the equation. Well, how's the Republican Party going to look? Well, how's the Democrat Party going to look? How's it going to look for the president? How's it going to look for this? How's it going to look for that? So John Boehner just gives up fighting, all to say, I told you so, because he just doesn't have enough strength to continue the fight. We all know Mrs. King, she doesn't have enough strength. Isn't it the right time to fight? Ted Cruz is a fraud. Mrs. McCain, she doesn't like to fight anymore. Look, you girls don't want to fight anymore. You need to give up. Give it up. Turn in your cleats and go home. It's fine. Look, if you just come out and say, you know what, I don't have to fight in me anymore. I've got to turn over the keys to somebody who does. I would respect that. I would understand it. I would respect it. But when you stay in office and just stay in office and you don't fight the fights that need to be fought, why are you in office? Just to stay in office? You telling me, Mrs. King, that's not a fraud? Well, it is. So we know what they do. See, McConnell, he votes with several other senior Republicans so they can clear a filibuster hurdle. Meaning they have this stupid little vote, and that means that you can't have any more filibusters. So now you have another vote to find out whether it passes or not. I mean, this is just stupid. Either vote for the bill or don't vote for the bill. Oh, we got to end filibusters. Well, why? Take the filibuster out then if you don't want it. I mean, if you have it, see, that's another thing. They have all these rules in Congress, but if they don't benefit the Democrats, then they got to get rid of it. But it's okay when it works for them. It's just not okay when it doesn't work for them. So that's why we need the IRS to target the Republicans and the Koch brothers. Got to target them. Got to find a way to find some kind of something corrupt with them. So you can throw them in jail and fine them. You can get them out of the picture. That way the Democrats, they don't have any resistance. They have no, you know, they've got nobody getting in their way so they can win as many elections as they want. And when they have enough illegal aliens over there and they no longer serve their purpose, then the borders will be closed. Think about that, people, when you're coming over here. You're not coming over here to be a citizen. You're coming over here to be a vote. And that is it. You are nothing but a vote to these people. You are not a citizen. You come over here and do it the right way. Like our grandparents and our ancestors did. Then you'll be accepted. But when you come over here and protest our government because you came over here that you're not automatically a citizen, no. You want to be a citizen of this country, first you've got to respect this country. You've got to respect its people. You've got to respect its laws. You've got to respect its way of life. We do not change our way of life for you. You've got to keep that in the forefront of your minds. You want respect from us? Well, then you're going to have to earn it. And coming over here and protesting us and calling us racists and haters because you're not automatically a citizen. And then to block the view of those men that stormed the beaches of Normandy and had this monument built specifically for them. And they knew they were on their way. And they couldn't even see it from the parking lot. Had to block the view. Those men that moved that stuff to block that view. That says a lot about those kind of men. Don't give me this, I'm following orders. I don't buy that. That's, no. You should have had enough in you to say, this is BS and I'm not doing it. But you didn't. So once again, this is a tweet now by Matt Bevin. He's the Republican businessman who was challenging Mrs. McConnell. I don't know anything about this Matt Bevin. B-E-V-I-N. Bevin. Matt Bevin. So I'm going to start looking up this guy here, man. I'm going to start finding out who the hell this dude is. We'll find out what the hell he's all about. If I can get something on audio, I will play it tomorrow. I'm going to find out who this guy is. This Mrs. McConnell needs to be challenged. Every single one of those 28 Republicans that voted for this, these people need to be challenged. And every single one of these people, I'm going to find, I wish there was a way to find out. Well, I can. I should. Find out those members of, I'll have to make a note of myself here. of those who voted for this stupid cloture crap to end the filibuster and then didn't vote for the bill so they can have it both ways. They can get the bill passed without voting for it. That's cheap. That's pathetic. That's cowardly. I'm sorry, that's a coward. That is a coward. If you're for it, then vote for it. I can respect your honesty, but I can't respect this, Mrs. McConnell. You no longer have the penis it takes to fight the fights that need to be fought. You're fired. So this is a tweet, I guess, by Matt Bevin. Challenging the primary this year, sees him again. Once again, this hashtag crap. Why does everything got to be a goddamn hashtag, this number sign? Can we stop with that? Seriously, really. I'm getting tired of people talking that way. Oh, hashtag this, hashtag that. Shut the frig up tag. How about that? So once again, hashtag McConnell. I guess that means that that's a website or a Twitter account, a tweet account. Stupid Twitter. So once again, hashtag McConnell caves to the left and votes to break conservative filibuster on hashtag debt ceiling. I guess a debt ceiling has its own Twitter account. Oh, God. Everything's got a Twitter account. Everything's a hashtag. How about hashtag common sense? When are we going to get some of that Twitter account? Ugh. I'm losing my voice again. This goddamn Clinton flu just will not go away. As soon as you think it's over, boom, coming right on back. So let me see if I can try to get through this entire sentence, this entire tweet, without stopping. One time. Let's try this. Once again, in quotations, tag McConnell caves to the left and votes to break conservative filibuster on hashtag debt ceiling. He later blasting out to his followers a mock check made out to President Obama for, in quotations, hashtag, as much as you want. So now there's a little Twitter war between these two, and these little Twitter wars with Al Roker and de Blasio. I mean, Jesus God, you know, I mean, these are like just like little school children. I mean, you want to go with these stupid little Twitter spats and these little Facebook spats, these social media spats. I mean, are you children? Enough with that back and forth little Twitter chats, little tweet. I mean, come on. At least make an appearance of acting like a friggin' adult, for Christ's sakes. Can you people please? First of all, Al Roker, just shut up. So Republican leaders on both chambers made clear over the last few days that they had little stomach for a drawn-out fight over the debt ceiling. No, it's just too much. I just, you know, my stomach can't handle it, and I've been smoking them up to 3 packs a day, and I just can't get enough tan in that booth, and just, you know, it's not giving me anything, and I've just been crying. Right, it's just not working. I just don't have any fight anymore. I just don't know what to do. And I just can't stop, and I just won't, and I don't know what to do. Yeah. I mean, get the hell out of there. Don't give me this, well, we're not going to fight the fight, just so we can say I told you so. What the hell are you doing in there? Look, if you're not going to, you don't want to play the game, you shouldn't be on the team. Not for nothing. I mean, you got an athlete that's supposed to be, you know, an all-star. And he just doesn't want to play the game. I mean, how long do you realistically think that team is going to keep him on there? They're not going to keep him on very long. You're not going to play. You ain't going to be on the team. What good are you? What good are you to the team? The team is America, Mrs. Boehner. You understand? You're going to do what you're supposed to do. You're not going to fight the fight that you know what needs to be fought. And if you don't know it, you definitely need to get the hell out of there. But the American people have been telling you and telling you and telling you to fight, fight, fight. All you got to do is stand up and say no. They're not going to negotiate with you, so why should you negotiate with them? You tell them no. We're not going to negotiate with you. You won't negotiate with us, so fine. We're not going to negotiate with you. Stand up like you got a pair, man. Unzip your zipper and show it off. I mean, you're going to pounce your chest there and sing your little ditties. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Well, it's not a wonderful day, Mrs. Boehner. You just signed the country's death warrant. You just allowed the country to go straight into further debt that it can't even repay. We can never be able to repay it now. And now you want to add more to it. So you can say, I told you so later. Meanwhile, the American people's way of life is dwindling. People's way of life has dramatically dwindled in the past 5 years. And it's not getting stronger. It's getting weaker. More and more people are falling into the lower class. They're not rising from the middle class to the upper class. They're going from the middle to the lower. Those in the lower aren't coming anywhere close to the middle. And that's what it is. It's to separate the elite class, which is, you know, the government class. You know, those people that win elections and those people that are their friends that work in the government. They work there. They'll always have a job in government somewhere. Well, see, those people, that's the elite class. Those people get all the fun stuff. You know, they get the vacations, they get the vacation homes, the boats, the caviar. They get to have all the fun. Go to the baseball games, go to the football. They get to have everything. And those poor people, yeah, you stay over here, and there's these government-built, government-mandated ghettos. See, this is all part of Agenda 21. That way, that if we put all the people over here, the rest of the room is for the animals, and the animals are more important than the humans, because humans kill animals and they eat them. And we can't have that anymore. No longer it'll be illegal to kill an animal. And if you do, you got to go to jail and be fined. Though Republicans won a major victory in 2011 by extracting spending cuts from Democrats as a part of the debt ceiling deal, House Speaker Mrs. John Boehner, just struggled in the recent weeks to unite his caucus around a single strategy. Well, that's right there. We have too many people in the Republican Party that aren't willing to fight the fight. And that's why they can never come up with a single strategy. We need to get more people in the Republican Party that are there to fight. We had them come in 2010, and we did a good job. And those guys are fighting the fight. But again, in any war, you can't fight the fight unless you have the soldiers can't really win the war without the home front support. Well, you, Mrs. Boehner, and Mrs. McConnell, and Mrs. King, and Mrs. McCain, and all of you, Mrs. Graham, all of you, you had the American people's support. You had the home front. You had them. All you had to do was hold the line, and you couldn't wait to surrender. That's why we can't wait till November to fire you. So the bill passes now on party lines of 55 to 43 with no Republicans supporting it. What should be a 60-vote threshold to advance it, McConnell finally voted yes on the procedural vote. It should be a 60-vote. That's why it's always been, by to see if Democrats don't have enough, well, then they just lower it. Kicker, they can't kick, you know, that high. So they got to lower the goalpost, and they got to move it in a little bit because they can't kick that far. And none of the defense can jump up and try to block it. So the defense has to lay down on their stomachs. So that way that they can, you know, their kicker can just automatically kick it over almost every single time. But see, that's the point. The Democrats have to win. Because if Republicans win, that means the country is then racist again. And they're haters. I mean, this is their mindset. This is what they think. Just lower it. Well, we don't need 60 votes anymore because we don't have it. So now we just need 50. Well, they get 55. So they compromised. In advance, 67-31% of the bill passed on party lines, 55-43 with no Republican support. But they certainly supported to end the filibuster. And they wanted the bill to pass. John Boehner said they want the bill to pass. Just so the country can go bankrupt and the Republicans can say, I told you so. Or was it, were these Republicans paid off? And they don't want their base to know it. So that's why they vote for this, you know, end the filibuster and then not vote for it and let it pass. Were you paid off, Mr. Boehner? Were you paid off, Mrs. McConnell? Mrs. King? Mrs. McCain? Were you paid off? I can't help but think that they were. Why would you do something like this? Why would you give this president, the entire country, even John Stewart is mentioned. I mean, even John Stewart. I mean, if John Stewart is more to the right than John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, we've got a problem in this country, don't you think? Mitch McConnell and John Boehner are Speaker of the House and the minority leader in the Senate. The two top dogs of the Republican Party in Congress. John Stewart can see it, but these two knuckleheads can't. You don't think we've got a problem in our Congress? We need a Republican Party that's, I'm trying to put this in the right way without... Well, I don't want to say it that way. But in any event, we need other people in the Republican Party. With the ideals, now the Tea Party is very simple, but you can't say Tea Party now. If you say Tea Party automatically, it means racism now. And that was done deliberately to tarnish the name Tea Party. So if you hear Tea Party, it means racism. There's far too many people in this country, they see it that way because they've been told that way. The television has told them that. So let's see, what else we got left in this stupid story here? What else we got left? Let's get into this holder. We've only got a few minutes left, but you know what's going on here. You know what happened. You know what McConnell did. You know what Boehner did. You know what these people did. Just don't forget it. That's the point I'm trying to make. When you go into the voting booth, don't forget who these people were. Don't forget those 28 names that I read off the other day. Don't forget those names. If they're in your district and they voted for this, or they voted in the filibuster in the Senate, but then didn't vote for the bill so they could have it both ways, you need to remember that the next time you go to the voting booth, which will be in November. You remember that. And you punish them. They were naughty. They need to have their hands slapped. Their toes spanked with a hammer. You need to hold people accountable. They just put a knife in your back. You cannot no longer allow them to get away with that. They have been slapping you around, urinating all over you, kicking you to the curb, and you keep voting them in to give you more. Well, it's time to rise up. It's time for you to start slapping. Time for you to start kicking. Time for you to start urinating. This is your opportunity, your last, I might add, opportunity. After this, if the Democrats take over the House and Senate, forget it. Three days after announcing that the United States Justice Department will recognize same-sex marriages in all legal matters, even in states that forbid it. See, you know, that 10th Amendment, that doesn't exist anymore either. So we can scratch that one off. Let me find the Bill of Rights here. See, we've gotten rid of the, damn it, the whole First Amendment. That one's gone. We got rid of that one. The Second Amendment, that's just very little left in that. I think there's a comma, maybe a period, but that's about it. Quartering of soldiers, I'm telling you, the Third Amendment, that's coming. Fourth Amendment, there's no, what Fourth Amendment? Trial by jury? No, we don't have that anymore. That ADAA, whatever the hell that is, the NDAA? But there's no trials anymore. What do you mean? What do you mean, trial? Wait, a lawyer? Wait, rights? No. We suspect you're a terrorist, so you're going to stay in this cell until we decide to let you out. And if it's for never, well, then that's what it is. It's for never. You don't get lawyers. You don't get a phone call. You don't get to speak to your mommy. So we're going to get rid of the 10th Amendment now because that one's gone. The states don't have their own. And I'm not a for or against gay marriage. I could personally care less. I just really could care less about it. There's just far too many issues facing this country that are so much more important. And then when the gay people get married, fine, you want to get married, get married. Have a piece of paper that says you're married and call it a day. I just don't care. This whole gay issue is, first of all, it's not even, why it's political, I don't know. It's political, well, to get votes. To turn people against the right. Why? I don't know. And why the right buys into this trap, I don't know. But let's just say that this whole gay marriage issue has been resolved for whatever reason. And everybody's for it or against it, however it ends up, however you want to justify it in your mind. But once it's over, then what happens? Is it going to put any meals on the table? Is it going to put anybody back to work? This is what I'm worried about. This is where I'm at. I'm also for the states having their own. That's the whole purpose of the United States. Yeah, we are united. But every state, they've got their own. That's important. The 10th Amendment is extremely important. You don't like the way your state does things and move to another state. I don't know what to tell you. But you take away the 10th Amendment. Now you've got the federal government taking total control over all 50 states. Well, that's our last stand hold. I mean, see, that's what they want to do because those red states are now going to be automatically turned blue because the federal government will just simply take them over. You cannot allow the 10th Amendment to go away. You can't allow any of those amendments. Well, at least in the Bill of Rights. There's some amendments that could go away. But, I mean, nevertheless. The point is we can't afford to lose any of the Bill of Rights. None of them. Especially the 10th. And that's what's happening here. So Attorney General Eric Holder just took it upon himself to simply erase the 10th Amendment. And he's the Attorney General, another constitutional scholar. So let's hear what Mr. Holder had to say here. In many states, this is in quotations, Felony disenfranchisement. People love to use that word, disenfranchisement. Don't try to sound like it's more than what it is. Shut up. In many states, felony disenfranchisement laws are still on the books. And the current scope of these policies is not only too significant to ignore, it is also too unjust to tolerate. I guess in some cases, I guess I can understand if somebody paid their debt to society, depending on what the felony was. I guess I could understand it, but to just blindly just change it just because you feel it's unjust. See, this is what we can't have. We have to go through procedures. Now, there's nothing wrong with changing the procedures. If something truly is unjust, there is nothing wrong, and our Constitution gives us that. If something is unjust, we can fix it. And we have several times. Maybe if you understood history a little bit, you would know those times, and I'm not going to list them. If you don't know them, look them up. Start paying attention. But we do have the right to fix what is wrong, but we have procedures, and there's reasons for those procedures. We can't just simply have a government just come in and change any law that they feel like they want, whenever they want. I mean, they've got the EPA now changing laws. They've got the Attorney General now. It seems he can just change any law he wants. Got the president. He's got his pen. He's even got a phone, too. He can get all of his friends to start changing laws. And we're okay with that. We keep voting these people in. Well, if we're going to change things, we need to do it procedurally. Sit down and let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Just because you have the majority in the House or the Senate doesn't mean you can just bully your way through just because your side likes it or wants it, because you're going to be able to benefit either financially or winning more elections or this or that. That's what it's all about. And again, never once considering how does it affect the American people. That's the kind of people we need in office. The first and primary question every single lawmaker should ask before they vote for the bill, how does it affect the American people and or America as a whole? Is it going to affect them negatively? Will it take away their jobs? Will it give them an opportunity? What will it do? How will it affect them? Every law should have that primary premise in it, on how it affects the American people, not how it affects the political party, how it affects the members of the political party, not how it affects the president or any other government official or their friends, but how it affects the country, the citizens. And that's what it takes to have a responsible Congress. A responsible government. And that's what we need. And that's what we don't have. All right, we got to turn this ship around and head back to port. It was a nice day today. The sun's coming out. I've got a whole bunch of errands I got to do. I can't ride my bike, so I'm going to have to walk. But that's all right. I love the snow. I'm about 80% now, about 82, 85%. I'm getting up. So God only knows what I'm going to be like this afternoon. So, all right, we've got our anchor in. We're moored. We'll see you back here Monday morning, 10 a.m. Have a good day.